going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, we're going to get to a couple political topics this segment. Then we're going back to Mary Moriarty and the decision that I won't defend for 1 second because it was the wrong decision. Chris Maddle, not exactly a fan of Mary Moriarty, frequent guest of the show, excellent attorney in town. Chris is going to join us as we get back to the topic, and I'll get to a lot of your texts, too, because a slew of texts came in. So first Larry David, then Tom Emmer, two guys who I'm sure agree quite a bit. If you've listened to this show for 5 minutes, you know my favorite show by miles and miles and miles is Curb Your Enthusiasm. For me, nothing is close. Literally, Letterman at NBC is second, and that's a distant second. So I think Larry David is an absolute genius. And he decided to go after Bill Maher. I talked about this multiple times. Talked about Adam, talked about it here. I'll say it again. Individuals communicating with each other, even if you have strong political differences, what you should do. Just staying in your echo chamber. You're a conservative and you just lock in on Beck and Hannity and Jesse Waters and you don't consume anything else that's wrong. Same thing if you're a lefty and it's Rachel Maddow and it's Jen Psaki and it's Media Matters and nothing else. I think you're making a major mistake. I think you should hear other things, consume more information. If in the end your opinion doesn't change, fine. But you'll learn more information. Bill Maher and Donald Trump going after each other for decades. And so finally, Kid Rock, what's his name again? Bob, what is it again?
Oh, man, I can't remember right now. Bob Ritchie.
When he's on with Maher, Club Random, he says, come to the White House and meet. Maher says, sure. Now, Maher has upset some of the lefties the last 5, 10, 15 years. He's went after some of the wokeness, which basically the further left. And by the way, I'm not a fan of the far left, much like I'm not a fan of the far right.
It's going after a lot of the wokeness.
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of the lefties were already mad at Maher for even meeting with Trump. They have the meeting. Maher was off for a couple weeks. And then when he came back, he did 11 minutes on it. And a lot of it was this basis. The Donald Trump that you see on TV, the bluster, the bullying, the belittling, the condescending. That's not the guy I saw. He was funny. He was self-deprecating. He listened to me. He genuinely listened to me. He asked me questions. And Bill Maher was pretty much blown away by how different they were. He didn't say all of a sudden, now I'm MAGA. But he said, hey, that's the guy I met. And I think first with Carter and then the two of us, I said, that should bug people more. Because it's one thing if you're just a jerk all the time, whoever it might be, Donald Trump, maybe you think he's a jerk, maybe you don't. Certainly can have your own opinion. But if you're so calculated that you can be the public figure, because the public figure is the president of the United States. That's who's won. Okay, let's not act like this guy behind the scenes won. The public doesn't see this Donald Trump. And the fact that he's this guy doesn't surprise me, because that's who he was a lot in the 80s and 90s and even aughts, when he would go on Stern and Letterman and other shows poking fun at himself. But he saw a lane where the first opportunity was based on race, just was. Barack Obama's birth certificate. Yeah, let's never question the birth certificate of any president ever in our history. But let's question the black guy's birth certificate. And by the way, even though he's a Christian, by the way, stayed with Reverend Wright way too long when Reverend Wright said some just disgusting comments at a church. He keeps calling him Barack Hussein Obama because, oh, no, he might be a Muslim. That was his entree. He's done many, many more things, obviously. And he's been remarkable. The presidency twice, not three times. I think it's worse when you're just a fraud that way, dude. When all of a sudden, oh, now I can be nice to you. And I'll be nice to you, but then in public, I'm back to who I am.
It's very two-faced, obviously, and now leaves us questioning, well, which one is the real Donald Trump and which one's the character he's playing?
I'm sure there's plenty of the guy Marr saw, but that guy didn't win the presidency. That's not the guy with the trade policy. That's not the guy who on Easter sends out just an awful message. That's not the guy who calls Jerome Powell major loser. That's not the guy who pardoned every single person on January 6th. And if you want to be selective and find some individuals who are falsely charged, fine. But all of them, that's not the guy. So I equated this, and I miss my father, and I'd love to chat with my father. My father was that way with some of his friends. Bob Knight would be the ultimate example, where I probably in my life was around Bob Knight 30 to 40 times. And there were times where Bob Knight was captivating, interesting, and I had lengthy conversations with Bob Knight, nothing to do with sports. Sometimes it was the three of us around a table. My father just wanted to talk sports, and Knight and I talked about things that had nothing to sports. And I thought he was fascinating and interesting.
Annoyed your dad, I'm sure.
Yeah. He was trying to switch it back to sports, and Knight would be like, you should listen to this.
We're doing a thing here.
We're doing a thing. And was willing to listen to my side, right? The other times he was just a bully and just a bleepity bleepity bleep. And that's who he was most of the time in public. So he can't just say, oh, he was, well, this is my father would always say, you don't know what charitable work they do. I'm like, that's fine. But if that other part of him is still part of him, you can't defend it. So that's Marr. And I thought Marr, a very, very intelligent person. I was surprised how surprised he was. This is who Trump is behind the scenes. Come on. He was in New York all the time being partially this person. So Larry David took the scalpel out, didn't give Bill any anesthesia at all, and just cut him up surgically. Now, I am not going to be the one to compare Donald Trump to Hitler. I've pushed back on that over and over and over again, and I will again. But the basis of this op-ed, which is written just a scalding, scathing, genius comedic level, talks about a meeting with the Führer in 1939. And I'll just read a part of it. This is Larry David's op-ed in the Times, mocking Bill Maher's meeting with Donald Trump. That's what he's doing, right? He's just making fun of Marr and how gullible he felt he was.
You could make that connection, yes. I think you could.
I mean, there are a lot of people keep saying a peer. Okay, let's get the appear out of it. It's just totally making fun of Marr. Here he's talking about Hitler. He was wearing a tan suit with a swastika armband and gave me an enthusiastic greeting that caught me off guard. Frankly, it was a warmer greeting than I normally get from my parents, and it was accompanied by a slap on the back. I find the whole thing quite disarming. I joked that I was surprised to see him in a tan suit because if he wore that out, it would be perceived as un-Führer-like. It's just brilliant. The tan suit, by the way, is going back to a little Obama callback, too. That amused him to know him. And I realized I'd never seen him laugh before. Suddenly, he seemed so human. Here he was prepared to meet Hitler, the one I'd seen and heard, and the public Hitler. But this private Hitler was a completely different animal. And oddly enough, this one seemed more authentic, like the real Hitler. The whole thing had my head spinning. I'm telling you, Marr was saying stuff like that, like, The guy you see is not the guy I see. He was asking me questions, giving me the tour of the White House. Wasn't just a one-way street, Larry David continues. With the fear dominating the conversation, he was quite inquisitive and asked me a lot of questions about myself. And that's, Mar was saying that all the time. I told him I'd just gone through a brutal breakup with my girlfriend because every time I went someplace with her, she was always insistent to tell her everything I talked about. I can't say I haven't to remember every detail of her conversation. Hitler said he could relate. He hated that too. I'll just get to the end.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2 hours later, the dinner was over and the fear escorted me to the door. I'm so glad to have met you. I hope I'm no longer the monster you thought I was. I must say, mein Führer, I'm so thankful I came. Although we disagree on many issues, it doesn't mean that we have to hate each other. And with that, I gave him a Nazi salute and walked out into the night. I mean, that is scathing. Again, do I think Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler? I do not. I do not. I do not. Do I think Donald Trump bumps into the truth, doesn't care about the Constitution, has no time for anyone publicly unless they are sycophants? Yes, I do. And I think Bill Maher is highly, highly intelligent. I watch real time almost all the time. But I was blown away by just, who he was is not who he is. TV. So what? That should make Maher think he's worse. It'd be, okay, if somebody comes off, Dave, to you as super, super nice, and then you finally get to know them, and they're awful, we never question them criticizing that person, do we?
Certainly not.
Because then they're just a fraud. They're a hypocrite. They're two-faced. It's the same thing. I don't doubt for a second Donald Trump's a great-grandfather. I don't doubt that he loves a couple of his kids, in particular Ivanka. And that buddies like him. But the guy I see publicly, that's the president of the United States. And so for Larry David to take this out and go after Bill Maher, I was highly, highly amused. Maher, traditionally, a rather thin-skinned person. I'll be curious how this plays out. Because he's not going to take it. Just part of the territory. Because even the last couple of shows when people referenced it, got very, very uptight. And I'm sure he has received just an onslaught of criticism. from people on the left.
Of course he has.
For what he's done, and that gets really, really tiring. Also, when he keeps comparing it to a Nixon-China moment, and again, I have great, great respect for Marr. I've interviewed him multiple times, but let's calm down on that one. But should we talk to this side? Yes. But just because they're nice to you one time and then the opposite publicly or vice versa doesn't mean, oh, I got to take away who they are when most of the public sees it. You want to react? You can. 651-461-9226. Tom Emmer and his comments over the weekend that we didn't get to yesterday that I want to get to when we come back. I'm going to tell you about Pella. And I don't care if you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, you're an independent, you don't pay any attention to politics. I don't care if you're the most religious person, non-religious person, you love sports, you hate sports. You're going to love Pella Windows. Pella Windows are the real deal. 100 years, celebrating 100 years this year. Excellence, quality, innovation, uber competitive business. And if you're on for 100 years and have the success they're having, they are the best. The house I'm in, right from the start, Pella Windows and Doors. After 25 years in that neighborhood, I'm moving, and I made sure the next house I was moving to, guess what? Pella Windows and Doors. Go to their Plymouth showroom. Go to their Woodbury showroom. Go online to PellaNorthland.com. Reach out to them for guess what? Here's how much it costs. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. To have them come out, look at your windows. They'll tell you if the windows are still good. They didn't tell me to replace everything. Absolutely not. They replaced so much in my kitchen and made it immensely better. But they're going to be honest when they go to your condo or house. PellaNorthland.com is where you go. And right now, until the end of this month, which is coming up, $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. Do it right now. PellaNorthland.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.